Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, in today's volatile economic climate, the need to rethink and reshape the future of work has become critical. HR tech startup JobCred, in partnership with Singapore National Employers Federation, has launched a program which aims to help employers be nimble and embrace new ideas to transform their workplace. For more insights on how this program can help businesses here, we speak to Gary Gahn, who's the CEO and co-founder of JobCred. Gary, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me here.
Let's talk about this first of its kind 90-day training needs analysis program and how it works.
Sure. What we are trying to do is to help companies to make sure that they are ready for the future of work by making sure that they understand what competencies to build for their company, as well as making sure that there's an easy process and system to help their people through this change initiative. So essentially, this 90 days training needs analysis program is built for smaller companies that need something that is quick and easy to go through to help them get ready. And that involves a few steps, where first of all, there are consultants from SNEF that are able to come in to help kickstart the journey for the company and onboard them into the system. After that, we do skills gap validation, where we are able to understand and build out the competency models and skills targets for the companies, as well as to assess and understand the skills gaps of the people currently. And finally, we are then able to do a training needs analysis report and an impact report to show them their intervention opportunities to close those gaps. And all this is done in a very quick 90-day kind of window. Mm. That is the goal.
Yeah. Whose definition, though, Gary, of future of work are you using? By that, I mean, how do you see it?
Yes. So this is a tricky conversation. And I think this is because every company is different, right? There are companies that are focused on just, for example, getting in the most flashy and new technology that can automate everything in the company. Mm. But there are also other companies that are a little bit worried about just the basics, where, for example, they may be, let's say, in a traditional industry like oil and gas, and the majority of their staff are kind of aging out into retirement, and thus they need to retrain and reskill either the people's competencies into something that is more automated, or they need to replace the skill set of the people leaving. So in that sense, the future of work, if you look at it, it can be something that is very technological and very advanced, but it also can be something that is really just the nuts and bolts about making sure that your people are replaced properly and you're moving in the right direction as a company.
So Gary, how are you assessing the kinds of companies that will be most suitable to take this on? Or is your first of its kind 90-day training analysis program bespokeable, so to speak?
Yeah, so that's a great point. I think we see through our work with companies from Fortune companies to SME companies and even government agencies, I think there's a common thread within this. First of all, the company must want to take action. I think this is something that is not appreciated enough, where you have to have a kind of a business plan and business outcome and benefits to all the stakeholders in the company, from the management all the way down to the rank and file, right? So that there's buy-in and there's a easy kind of implementation of such a system.
I assume though, Gary, you should do that before you take on the training.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. So the point is that when the companies at least have some interest and initiative towards this, then of course, then they'll be more interested to take part in such a program. But to build up that interest and initiative requires kind of buying internally as well as education. So that's where, you know, with the government sharing a lot about the need for reskilling, retraining, and you can see newspaper articles, let's say Straits Times, you just mentioned about 70% of employers want to support critical skills upgrading. You know, I think that's the first critical step. But after that, then you kind of need the company to prioritize this as one of their core initiatives this year and put in the resources and the time to get it done. But at the end of the day, really, it does benefit a horizontal group of industries. We have worked with oil and gas, we've worked with traditional industries, to high-tech IT, to fast startups, government agencies as well. Right, so it's pretty useful for every single company out there.
But generally, smaller companies who have fewer resources to sort of do this on their own, so to speak.
Yes, that's the specific target market for this particular program, because it is a subset of our enterprise system. which is built to have lots of customization. You can do your own skills dictionary, pretty much. We help you create your own directory and your own skills bank of the people and the capabilities in your own definitions for bigger companies. But for this particular initiative, it's really focused on speed, ease of use, and quick results for SMEs.
We're speaking with Gary Gahn, who's the CEO and co-founder of JobCred. Gary, let's talk about the impetus for this particular program and why you're launching it now.
I think the impetus is pretty much based on the climate today. I think the biggest conversation topic, obviously, on everyone's head is COVID, where it's impacting people's livelihoods. It's impacting the company's performance as well. A lot of companies need to pivot and transition their people. And that's something that it's a burning challenge for a lot of individuals as well as a lot of companies. So in this climate, in this situation, where the world is changing so fast and companies find it hard to catch up, individuals find it hard to catch up, you know, someone needs to come and help them out to solve these problems. Mm. And given the government's kind of focus and initiatives towards reskilling and retraining, I think we see a lot of SMEs especially who have interest. They've heard of it and they would like to take part in it, but they don't know where to begin. Yeah. They don't have the resources. They don't have the expertise. They don't have the process and time even to get it done. So that's where it's really critical to have a system that automates it and is able to even show them the processes and show them the proper way to do it in a very easy to use system. And of course, it can't be expensive. You know, as SME, you are pretty much cash strapped. It has to be something that is really easy to use as well, because, you know, we have to handle the whole value chain of different types of enterprises, you know, from those that are very tech savvy to those that are blue collar.
And also, let's make sure that those solutions are suitable, right? Let's not adopt tech for the sake of.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So one of the key things that we want to make sure is that it is something that has value to every single stakeholder. So it has to have something that helps the business when the business can use this to, for example, build new capabilities, pivot their people, reduce attrition, increase retention. I think these are key things for enterprises today. But it also must benefit the other stakeholders in the company, like the supervisors, managers, and the rank and file, right? Yeah. So in that sense, it is something that requires a lot of work to build in a lot of value propositions across the whole company so that there's good buy-in.
90 days enough or not, Gary?
You know, it's supposed to be
short.
It is short. The point is that it's something that shouldn't stop at 90 days, of course.
Okay.
Right? It is something that should continue because, you know, even the government is saying lifelong learning and the same lifelong transformation for companies as well.
Mm.
And the challenge is, again, we are trying to focus this on the group that needs it the most and that we can make the most impact on. You know, SMEs form 70% of the Singapore's economy, form 90% of Singapore's companies and hire 70% of the people.
Yeah.
And they are really not that technologically savvy. They don't have the resources. They don't have the time to do such things. But, you know, if you can impact 70% of the workforce with such a system, I think that's the key thing. So how do we enable them with technology like our AI, like our big data platform, to be able to take this and run with it, not just for 90 days? Of course, 90 days is just to let them get started, but continue on throughout that as well and keep agile and keep relevant in terms of their capabilities and their people's capabilities.
Yeah.
I think that's where technology can help.
Gary, what are your hopes for this program? I mean, what does success look like? Is there a number to it? Are you able to quantify it?
Yes. First of all, in the individual company's perspective, we want to make sure that speed, again, is the essence. If we can complete this project in 90 days for them to do a very clear training needs analysis for them based on their current company's needs and where they want to go in the future, and also connect them to training providers like SNEF and other training providers in Singapore, I think that would be very powerful for every single company. But of course, I think we also want to make sure we have as much impact as possible. So we are targeting probably around 100 companies by the end of the year, if we can do that to create that sort of impact.
And what's next for JobCred then, Gary?
So JobCred, you know, we're a Singapore startup. We've actually not just had an impact in Singapore. We do work with organizations like the World Bank, Asian Development Bank, UNESCO as well on workforce transformation projects around the world. And our clients in Singapore and the region are also deploying us, not just in Singapore as well. So for our perspective, I think most important for us is to continue to have impact, to help companies and people to navigate this ever-changing future of work with technology, of course. And secondly, as a company, we do continue wanting to expand. We are going into Japan next. We are going to, of course, we're already in Southeast Asia and looking at other developed countries like Australia as well. So I think going forwards, we want to continue growing and continue, you know, changing how people learn and how people develop themselves and how companies can grow as well.
Gary, what do you anticipate the biggest challenges might be as you expand, especially since now borders are still closed, etc.?
It's interesting that you mentioned that. I think it's actually helped us a little bit.
That borders are closed.
Yes, yeah, to a certain extent, right? Yeah, I think because we are still not like a massive company where we can afford to fly executives around on first class, you know.
If so you could.
That's, yes, exactly. Yeah. So now that the playing field is leveled, you know, pretty much everybody has to communicate via Zoom or online platforms, right?
Yeah.
And that makes it more accessible, where people like ourselves who wouldn't have the resources in the first place to fly down and wine and dine and stuff like that. Mm. You know, it makes it a level playing field where we can come in and we can actually start to work with the biggest companies in Japan, for example, and they're accepting of that. They don't expect you, they don't need you to be physically there face-to-face with them because that can't happen, right? So it does make it slightly easier, I feel, given our situation where we are able to start doing international expansion via things that are more efficient, like just calling and coordinating via these sort of calls. But of course, you still have all the challenges around internationalization where you have to do localization, you have to find the local partners, you have to manage the context and cultural aspects of that country, and that still exists. So that's one of the main challenges. But by and large, I do see, you know, I think it's a little bit easier, actually, surprisingly, for a tech company, especially that's digitally focused, that this situation currently is helping level the playing field and give us access to different countries in a faster manner.
Look at that, opportunistic in a good way, Gary.
Yes.
I wish you all the best, continued success as well. Please stay safe.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Gary Gan, CEO and co-founder of JobCred. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.